The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
How to know if your supplement company is being honest with you. Boy, every time I open up the mail, I turned 48 years old, and right about the age 45, 46, my mail changed. It used to be trips to Tahiti and to Club Med and stuff, and now what's in my mail is prostate formulas guaranteed to reverse all my problems or sexual performance problems, and everything is going to cure. I don't need to see a doctor because I can just open up my mail and just buy all these products, and they'll fix everything from hair to whatever. And it's disturbing to me because good companies simply don't do these types of things. They don't. They follow strict guidelines on what exactly they can claim and what not to claim in order to give the public the true choice and option of what to take. We have with us industry expert Matt Schuler. He's one of the VPs of it's not sales, it's of customer. Matt, I keep cooping up your title. I apologize for that.
But
he's
with okay. Schwab and North. Chief Customer Officer.
Chief Customer Officer, I like it. He is with Schwab in North America, including companies that don't make outrageous claims, like enzymatic therapy, not Nature's Way. I like to make outrageous claims on your product, but I can do that because I'm a practicing doctor who says, hey, your pearls can really help irritable bowel and Crohn's. I can say that because as a physician who's prescribed it thousands of times, I've had consistent results. But as far as Matt, are you worried about the claims you're seeing coming out, and do you worry about your ability to compete against these audacious claims all the time in this business?
We do. And certainly it's something, right, we're having discussions with all the time. And I'll be honest, Decker, I worry about the companies who are out there and just quite frankly have a strategy of we'll make a claim, we'll make a very bold and outrageous claim, and by the time any of the regulatory agencies can catch up with us, we'll have made our money and we'll be gone. And for the companies like ourselves, Nature's Way and Enzymatic Therapy, who have been around this business for, in some cases, 30 or 40 years, right, it's just not the way we approach doing business. We plan to be around here for the long haul, which means we have to build in quality. We've got to make our claims within any kind of rules and regulations that apply, mm-hmm. and then make sure our customers walk away more than satisfied with whatever we deliver.
Yeah, I'm right with you on this because as an integrative practitioner, Matt, one of the things that we always have to fight try and gain is credibility. I mean, we had problems in the 20s and 30s with a lot of fake snake oil salesmen. And then when natural medicines reemerged, there was a lot of guidelines of what you could say. And frankly, I thought they were a little strong. I thought that companies should be able to say a little bit more. But okay, it gave everybody a framework to work within. Now, this new strategy that you're telling me, I see this every day. I have patients coming in with these brochures of guaranteed to do this. And it seems like, Matt, these companies keep trying to up one. If one says it helps with pain, the next one will say it helps with pain and inflammation. If one says pain and inflammation, then the next one says pain, inflammation, and prevent Alzheimer's. And it just keeps climbing to the point where I guess there's not enough FDA regulators? Is that how they're able to get away with this?
I do think in some cases, right, there is definitely not enough regulators to catch all of the people who are out there making claims. And it'd be interesting if you had the FDA's perspective on this, but I'm sure they would plain flat tell you they just do not have the manpower to go out and catch or, quite frankly, review all the claims that get made.
Now, how do we used to talk a lot when we spent more time together and parts of Scientific Advisory Board about how to get people to understand that the company and natural medicine that you're purchasing from is as important as the actual supplement. Matt, as being an expert in the industry, let's say you're somebody who wants to start using a simple multi or a digestive enzyme. Can you give our listeners a couple of tips on how to find out if your company is just full of BS or if they're really somebody that is trying to do it right. Because listeners, again, you're going to get stuff in the mail that's going to make all these promises, but it's probably something that isn't making all the claims that's going to work better. I can tell you that clinically. Let me repeat that. You're going to get these things that make all these claims that they're going to cure you, but it's usually the companies that aren't making the claims that are doing it right that actually have the better products. Matt, as an expert in this industry, somebody picks up a bottle in a store, somebody is looking around, what companies do I trust? Can you give us some tips for our listeners?
Yeah, one thing I would certainly say is, hey, when you go into a natural product store and whatever your, you know, favorite retailer is, certainly ask the people who are there. You know, companies like ours, Nature's Way and Enzymatic Therapy, who've been around 30 or more years for each of the companies, one, these stores have worked with us for a long time. They know us. They also know about the things that we're doing on the quality control side. You know, right, getting our GMP certification as a drug manufacturing facility, having an in-house laboratory, having our organic certifications. We also have certifications from other countries around the world, groups like the FDA in Australia, which is referred to as the TGA, and is probably the most rigorous quality control and regulatory authority in the world, because we have businesses that are global, and so we have to make these investments so that we can provide quality, not just for here in the U.S., but for other markets outside the U.S. as well. And people in the health food stores will know about that.
So ask, they pick up a bottle, and they say, can you tell me about this company? That's reasonable to do then. Because you wouldn't ask your pharmacist. You know, in every day, a lot of people are going from pharmacies and they're walking over to health food stores, so they're not, they don't know this. It seems kind of natural for you and me, Matt, because we've been in the industry so long. But I can tell you, most of my patients wouldn't think to ask about where it's made, how it's made, it's there. What about, is it fair to call the company? Like, let's just say, or go on. Okay.
Absolutely, it's fair to call the company.
What would, okay, I pick up the phone, I'm a consumer, I call Schwab in North America and I say, I've got this product called Pearls, can you tell me about your manufacturing and stuff? Would you guys actually get somebody on the phone to discuss it with them?
Absolutely. If a consumer went to the back of any one of our packages, they're going to find a 1-800 number on there where they can give us a call and ask these questions. And it could be as specific as, hey, I've just picked up one of your gummy multivitamins and I want to know something about it. They may want to just go, hey, tell me about your company. Why should I use products from you? And the folks on the phone here are going to be able to talk to you about the quality control testing that we do, right, how we have an in-house laboratory, what we think makes our company so good and deserving of a customer's business. Because it really is an investment we make in the business each and every day, Dr. Weiss, so that people will come back to us year after year after year after year.
Once again, we're talking about how to know if your supplement company is being honest with you. A couple of things we discussed is, you know, one of them is that if somebody's making a bunch of claims, that product, in my opinion, and this is not Matt Schuler's opinion, this is my opinion as a doctor, if they're making a lot of claims, I think it's going to be a lot of smoke and hot air. It's the companies that make very structured statements that are FDA approved or FDA allowed that will generally, in my opinion, actually always in my opinion, be the most effective. Now, you mentioned something. There is a phone number on the back of every one of your products that gets a live voice, correct?
That's correct.
Or that they can actually speak to a person. So listeners out there, turn your bottles around, look for the phone number. If there isn't one there, Matt, I think that it needs to be there. And I think it's supposed to be there, right? Isn't there rules about there has to be a phone number?
Correct. There's got to be a way for the consumer on the package to be able to contact the company. If you don't see a phone number, that's a good reason to be suspicious.
No phone number, or if you do call it, you should be able to get some type of advice. They should be pure and transparent about telling the company. And then they will tell you what they basically can about the supplement within the structure that's out there. And of course, feel free to see a physician to find out maybe a little bit more about what that's doing. Matt, it has been an absolute honor working with you today. How to know if your supplement company is being honest with you? Matt Schuler, Schwab North America, gave us a lot of good tips on how to do this. This will be available on podcast at RadioMD and RadioMD.com to listen and download, because it's very important. Turn those bottles around, look for that phone number, and you can learn how to stay well at RadioMD and RadioMD.com.